May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, I have a confession to make. I forgot my sermon.
So you're just going to tell jokes.
So I'll see if I can remember the joke, and then we'll see how we get along with the sermon. Because as you know, I have a very bad memory. So, there was a Pastor Smith, and he had a church with lots of young married couples, and so he thought he'd have a talk on, you know, how to survive a long marriage, and there was a fellow named George who'd been married for 50 years, so Pastor Smith called George up, and he said, "So tell us, George, what's the secret to your long marriage?" And George said, "Well, you know, I respect my wife, you know, and I do things that she asks." And Pastor Smith said, "You know, is there anything special that you would do for your wife?" And George said, "Well, on my 40th anniversary, I took her to Beijing in China." "Wow," says Pastor Smith, "that's, you know, that's what a gift that was. What about your 50th anniversary? What are you going to do on your 50th anniversary?" And George said, "I'm going to go back to Beijing and get her." See, I'm not married, so I can tell. I just sort of go by all the stereotypes. And my apologies if anybody's offended. So today is the presentation of the Lord in the temple. We learn a lot about God through today's story. And at Bibles, at a book study we're doing each week on the book Pure Praise, we were talking about God and how to describe God and the attributes of God. And we all agreed, as I'm sure you all do, that God is indescribable. You can't pin him down. We were looking at the idea of the transcendent God. And then there's the personal God, so close to us. And God is all these things and very much more. So in today's readings, we started with Malachi, the prophet Malachi. And he was talking about the coming of the Messiah. And he said there would be a messenger. And what he meant by messenger, who he meant was John the Baptist would be coming. And then he spoke of the messenger of the new covenant, meaning Jesus, the Messiah. So he prophesied, as many prophets before him for hundreds of years, they prophesied the coming of this indescribable God. So thank goodness for the incarnation and for Jesus. For through Christ, God has come into our world in human form, and we have a much better understanding and a much better chance of understanding who this God is, because we can see through the Gospels and the stories of Jesus how God behaved, the things he said and was earnestly trying to teach us. And we have that in a form that we can understand, in the form of Jesus the Christ, this child born in Bethlehem. So we have the prophecies, you know, preparing people for the coming of the Messiah. We have the angel Gabriel telling Mary she would conceive this son. We have the incarnation itself, that story. We have the story of the Epiphany with the wise men bearing witness to Christ. We had the baptism of Christ and John the Baptist filling out this story and explaining more about this Jesus, whom he called the Lamb of God. And now today we have the presentation in the temple. And we meet a couple of characters who also, in this important story of God, bear witness to the Christ child. So there's Mary and Joseph, who are a poor and humble couple. And we know they were poor because their sacrifice was, you know, two turtle doves or two pigeons. And for this rite of purification, according to the law of Moses, you might offer a lamb for sacrifice. Well, they couldn't afford that. They could just afford two birds as sacrifice. So that tells us something about their humbleness and limited means. So here they bring their son, and lo and behold, there's this guy named Simeon, a prophet in his own right, who worshipped in the temple. And he took their baby, held him up to God, and said, "Ah, God, finally, Lord, I have seen the Messiah as you promised me that I would before I died. Now you are dismissing me. I can leave in peace because I have seen the Messiah." So we take from that passage the Latin words nunc dimittis, and you may remember from your prayer services, the nunc dimittis. Lord, I can't remember it. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace. Nunc dimittis, meaning you are dismissed in Latin. So those words come from the mouth of Simeon. And then there's a prophetess named Anna. And she was an elderly woman who worshipped in the temple night and day. And she also bore witness to this special child. And she said, "Here is the Savior of all the nations. He has redeemed Israel, and God will save all people, not just the Jews, but all nations, all people." So two important witnesses in this story of Christ. That story is handed on to us and helps us to have a much better understanding of who Jesus is, who God is, revealed through Christ. And I always imagine if you were talking to an atheist, it's just no wonder, it's just unbelievable, it's indescribable. And it's like, well, yes, it is. And yet we have faith, and it's by faith that we come to understand and accept our Lord Jesus as the Son of God. And so just finally, Jesus wasn't just born to Mary and Joseph, his parents. He was born to all of us. And so, I'm not a parent, but for all you who are parents, you know how you love your children and the depth of that parental love that you hold for your children, the love that Mary and Joseph held for Jesus. Well, we can hold that same love for Jesus as a parent might, or as a brother or a sibling. You love your brother or sister or your siblings. There's a depth of love there that goes beyond just, you know, "Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you" kind of relationship. There's a deep, deep love in our relationship with God that is ours through this birth of Christ, who has come for us, who was born for us. He's our friend. He's our lover. He's our God. And so may we all grow in our relationship with this Christ child. May he be as close in our hearts as anyone whom you may love. May God's love, as it surely does, it goes even deeper than that. So we open our hearts to you, Lord, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.